All this past week, we've been thinking about the spiritual lessons from different parts of our body, from our eyes and our ears and such like, our feet and our arms. So today, I want us to think about our heart. Heart is made up of a very special and a very different kind of muscle, found only in the heart. It never stops. It keeps beating, even when we're asleep. It beats about 70 times a minute and circulates about 2,000 gallons of blood around our body every day. Your heart keeps you going. It's the center of your being. What we like, what we choose, what we follow is often tied into our heart. Our heart motivates us in what we do and how we live. Near the beginning of our Bible, the Lord God sets out what he requires from us. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, he says this. It's a very well-known verse to the Jewish people. It's a well-known verse called the Shema. It's part of their daily prayers, and it says this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And that's very demanding and very challenging. The whole of your being, every department of your life, with all of the energy and enthusiasm we have. That's the way we're to love the Lord. Not shared, not divided, not partial. He is to be the center of our life and our living. But we don't measure up to that high demand. But what we cannot reach, the Lord gives us. And we read again in Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. He says this: A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. When that happens, everything falls into place. Life, once disjointed, empty, achieving nothing of real significance, going nowhere. But when you get the center right, all these other matters will then be sorted out. And when they're sorted out, great blessings follow. Here and now, we will know in our heart and in our experience in our life the love of Christ in abundant and overflowing goodness. The measures the Lord uses are worth thinking about. Listen to what he says. He speaks about the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And he's using these terms to describe the enormity of that love of Christ which took him to the cross. We read also this: the pure in heart will see God. One of the psalmists' verses in verse 15 of Psalm 17 says this: When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. He is speaking of awakening after death. And God gives us here and now a brief glimpse and a little taste of the experience of heaven to feed and strengthen the believer. But that fullness and the permanence of things we have now will come then when we're with the Lord. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 says this: Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Thank you. Have a good day.